Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcast that prefers beer to wine, which should not be a big surprise since I also prefer beer to food. I'm your host, Mike, and I have on three of my favorite podcasters. We were on together on my election special, and after everybody else left us hanging, we just sat around in the Zoom room for about another hour and a half and drank a lot of beer. And so we decided we were going to do that again tonight. We've done enough of that beforehand, as well as talked about everything from hot mustaches and cool rides to the book fair. So who I brought on are two guys from the Hot Takes and Cold Beers podcast, as well as one of my other favorites, Daniel from the Mustachioed Podcastio, to be on this show where we are going to bracket off nothing other than places to get shit faced. So with that said, I will let you guys introduce yourself. Let's start with Chris to Joe to Daniel. How's that?
What's up? I'm Chris. Nice to meet everybody.
Joe. Douchebag.
It sounded like you're like on a dating show.
Well, I've seen that. Chris talk to girls, and that's exactly how it goes. For one. I am
he's
Joe.
Not, he's not the, wrong.
I'm the co-host of Chris on Hot Takes and Cold Beers. We're a podcast where we sit around, drink beer, and talk about stuff like this. So if you like it, come hang out with us. And Mike, thanks for having us. We love being on the Whack Brackets. And Daniel, good to see you again too, brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks, Mike, for bringing me back on. It has been too long. I'm excited to be back on. And I do remember a little bit because I was pretty freaking wasted for the last time I was on and us talking for a bit afterwards. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah, so I am the host of the Mustachio Podcastio. We talk movies, specifically movies with legendary mustaches in them. And we just make stupid jokes the whole time, and it's a good time. So yeah, check that out whenever you have a chance.
Yeah, these guys have been on several episodes of Whack Brackets, as has well been documented. Always a good time. For some odd reason, and I'm not exactly sure why, Joe and Chris are on my most famous episode of my Whack Brackets, the one that still to this day gets the most previous listens. It was the 70s, 80s bands mini episode. So people just love their Kansas, I suppose. I'm not sure.
I suppose, man.
Yeah, it's a
you
thing.
You can't hate on Kansas.
And to give him his props, Daniel told me one time, I think we started talking about Sam Elliott, and he's like, any picture I post of Sam Elliott always gets like three times more likes than anything else I post. And I posted just a picture of a sexy Sam Elliott, and that fucking picture is like all more likes than any of my other pictures on Instagram by far, and still gets likes to this day.
So Sam Elliott still just making he just creates wetness throughout everywhere.
Dude, 77 years old, and he still has the drip, man. You can't. It's crazy.
He has the drip, and he gives ladies the drip.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
So with all that said, we've been rapping about just random shit. But before we go on to what we're doing, if you've been around and checked out a Whack Bracket, you probably know where this is leading. If you don't, you think we're just bullshitting here. We're going to do a lot of that as well. But what we are going to do is we are going to focus on having a bracket style contest. The difference in this is, and I'm just going to give my regular spiel, I ask the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered until we ask them. We bring on fellow podcasters and friends of the show, or in this case, all three, with Joe and Chris and Daniel, and we will bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant, ever-changing questions. And if you guys are ready to go, I have poured a new beer, and I am ready to start whack bracketing with the three of you.
Let's do it.
To the
moon. To the moon. To the moon, Alice. And with that said, places to get shit-faced. If you were shit-faced and not paying attention the first time, we're going to repeat it for the third time. This episode involves places you may get shit-faced. First question. Which one of these two events would it be more pathetic to attend entirely alone? Would it be a strip club or would it be a tailgating party? Joe, we'll start out with you. Who you got?
Oh, man. It came to me first. I was hoping to go to somebody else first, but that's okay. All right. I've been thinking about this one since you sent me the brackets, and I'm not proud to say that I've done both of these events before. It's happened. I'm not proud of it, like I said. So here's the thing. when you go to a strip club, are you really alone? You know what I mean? Like, you come in there.
And yes. You come in there. Alone. Yes, you could do that too.
Don't be doing that, Joe. Don't be coming all up in the titty bar.
But you know, you go in, you have your money, and you drink your beer, and you're at least going to have at least one stripper. Now, if you go in at 1 p.m., there's only going to be one stripper and maybe like a mama-san or something like that. But there's other people there, right? Now, tailgating alone is completely different. Everybody's out there hyped up, or baseball, whatever you're tailgating for. You can tailgate for anything. I've tailgated weddings before. Like, you can do anything. Like, my overall point is I'd have to go with tailgate on this one, just because I think when you go to a strip club alone, like, you're kind of already expecting that. You're not embarrassed by it. The strippers, they have big hearts. You know, they're not going to judge you. But when you're sitting on the truck of your, you know, the tailgate of your truck, and you're drinking beer by yourself, listening to Moody Blues, I've been there, done that. It's not, you know, it's just, you get judged. It's embarrassing. So I got tailgates on this one.
All right, Daniel, what do you got on this?
Okay. I kept thinking that this meant going to a tailgate party alone, but you're saying you're tailgating alone. Like, you're yes. just.
Oh, I was thinking a tailgating party alone, but either. However, again, if.
Joe has a point.
Yeah. I'm just going to let you know and let the listener know, and I will let you continue.
Okay.
I am not always the best with my words. I have a math degree, but I've always been piss poor at words. So when I send these things, you are able to take your inner Perry Mason as a lawyer and take this in any direction you want. So it is up to you, however you want to approach said whack bracketing. So Daniel, this is your paint. This is your choose your own adventure, my friend. You're back to the book fair. What do you have?
Well, Mike, I'm glad you got into podcasting. God, that's not good with words.
I'm good at this.
You actually are very good with words. I will say I've definitely gone alone to a strip bar before. And the last time I did it was in New Orleans. It was for my friend's bachelor party. And it was actually for a wedding I was going to officiate. So I needed to make sure I actually survived this trip and be ready to take care of all that. We pre-gamed really hard, and we were walking down. It was probably Bourbon. I'm not sure. But I saw these wonderful ladies asking us to come on in. And I thought they were kind of following me. So I go in and I look behind me and they kept walking. And so I went ahead and went in there. And it was all right. It was all right. They had very big hearts, Joe. And
sure do.
And it was going pretty well. But there was something about like leaving the place and like leaving alone and not being, you know, I couldn't find my buddies. So I have like a weird PTSD with being alone at a strip bar now. And so I would probably have to go with strip bar, but I could see it going with tailgate as well. I feel like at a tailgate, you're likely going to find, especially if you have beer, someone will probably come up to you and be like, hey, man, like, what's up? What are you doing here? Are you rooting for the Browns or whatever? And then you'll end up having a drink or something. I don't know.
See, yeah, that's a good thing to think until you do it in your driveway at 4 a.m. and then nobody comes. Like, I thought somebody was coming out with you, but nobody comes.
Oh, yeah, your driveway.
I mean, Florida driveways at 4 a.m. don't count, bro.
Oh, so we have a split so far, Chris. Which way are you going to take this?
So I'm going to side on the mustachio man himself. Strip bar is more depressing to go by yourself because, yes, you're not by yourself. There's always going to be a stripper there with you. But all they want is your money, man. It's all fake. It's all fake right. news, right? At a tailgate, if you go by yourself, you're never really alone, dude. If you start playing good music and like you're going to attract somebody. Somebody's going to be walking by and they're going to be like, hey, bro, are you here by yourself? Come join our party, man. And you're like, cool, man. So you're not if you go to a tailgate by yourself, I promise you, you are not going to be tailgating by yourself for more than 5 minutes. You park your truck there. You sit in the back of your tailgate. And you pop open that beer, you start sipping that beer, and somebody's going to realize, especially if you're in a like-minded team, if you're in Uni Lot, somebody's going to be like, oh, you love the Browns? I love the Browns. Let's drink a beer together, bro. So you're not going to be alone very long. So I got to say strip bar.
Yeah, see, that's easy to assume. But like I said, when you're tailgating a dry wedding in the back of your mom's Jeep, You don't get that kind of reception. You know what I mean? So
that's getting very specific, Joseph. Very specific.
I think we all know why Joe chose tailgate.
When you're tailgating your ex best friend's son's four-year-old birthday, and then his mom shows up, and then you actually start hitting on his mom because you think she's a single lady, and then the dad walks up behind you.
I was like, what's gonna happen?
I'm intrigued.
This is a choose your own adventure, man.
Turn to the dad's page 47.
Really cool guy, and he understands because.
Oh wait, no! Go back! I don't like that ending.
Yeah, you and the dad meet up in the bathroom. And...
Well, now we're
and
back
then you
in
find
the
out
strip
that
bar.
You're both gay. And
we're back.
That's the way this is. Back in the strip bar. With a couple of girls with big hearts. Oh man, I don't know where to take this because you both made all three of you have made valid arguments. Obviously, the strip club, you have a couple of different guys. There, you guys, I won't say you're atypical. I guess everybody ends up there at some point. I'm thinking of the average guy. The average guy is either an old guy that is super filthy rich and his wife says she's frigid, but she's really at home fucking the pool boy. And then you have the other guy who is barely making enough money to get by, and he's spending all his money at the strip club because he used to be like the high school quarterback that he remembers when he actually used to be able to see hot chicks naked, and now he doesn't.
So those are the only guys that go to the strip
club. It does seem a bit. Oh yeah, 100%. 100%.
Okay.
Only guys that go
unless
strip
you're
clubs.
In Guam and so there's which there's bucket a, an aircraft carrier or destroyer or whatever U.S. Navy is in port and they've been out at sea for the past 3 months. I mean, I'm getting way too specific here.
Okay,
but,
I
guess like, you
I
know
see.
What I'm saying.
See, I've never been in that situation. I don't.
Joe,
I've never been
Joe,
in that situation.
Know.
I'm not going to incriminate.
Theoretically, myself, I get it.
So. Good idea.
Yeah, Joe sounds like he's tried to keep from incriminating himself in strip clubs because he's like been all about the tailgating.
You tailgated in
like,
Guam.
Yeah, tailgating. Bad.
By yourself.
It ain't what you think, boy.
Yeah, Joe, no one's going to come up to you if you're rubbing your belly button while tailgating by yourself.
Which you can only do in Guam. That only happens in Guam.
Hey, man. Nobody would ask any questions in Guam, dude. And just another guy on the street.
Be like, hey.
Hey, it's typical. It's a thing, man. You just deal with it. But as far as tailgating, there are different levels to tailgaters. And I was thinking sports tailgating, though I love where,
he took it
love
to
where Joe
level.
Took this, actually. Yeah, and when you actually open up his level, it opens up a whole new Pandora's box of pathetic. But I was thinking, like, the guy, if you're going to go to a tailgating sports event alone, you've got a couple of different guys that would do that. Some guy that may meet up with somebody, his buddies that don't end up there. Okay, you give that guy a pass. But then you might have the guy who just knows all the tailgaters because he's been going there for years, and he's the guy that has the barbecue pit. Everybody loves him, so he kind of sort of knows everybody but doesn't really know everybody, and people end up making friends with him. But then I was thinking of kind of who Joe was implying in a way in – his own way, it was like being at the back of some bar mitzvah or something. I'm thinking of being at this tailgate of a sporting event where it's kind of the weird guy that doesn't quite fit in. So he shows up in his team's jersey, but nobody will have anything to do with him because he's still that weird guy. And then next thing you know, he doesn't bring any beer or anything, but he wants to fit in.
Look how
so
much
he's,
you have to he, dig
he,
to
he
make
gets
tailgating
a foot long
bad.
You really hate that guy. I mean, who goes to a tailgate with no beer? I mean, this guy...
Y'all are creating these fake
this is
people.
Awful. This is awful already. It's terrible.
Just going to a strip bar by yourself sucks. It's just the way it is. Oh yeah, fine. Continue.
Let me finish my story, and then we'll see where I go. But what if this guy ends up? He gets his free hot dog. Somebody will give him that, but then nobody will give him a beer. He has to steal a natural light out of a cooler, and then he starts stealing a few, and the next thing you know, he throws up in the girl's purse. I mean, this is usually the guy that shows up alone. That being said, that guy is the most pathetic, but like you said, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going with the strip bar. I was going to go with the tailgater. I was 100% going to go with the tailgater. I love Joe's story. But for the sake of moving the episode along, and you guys made a great point. Great point. I'm going to go ahead and go with the strip bar guy because, hell, you know what? At this way. And,
you know, I would not mind for some of these questions where it's kind of even you putting up a Twitter poll. And then next time we're, you know, maybe we can brag, have some bragging rights. Maybe Joe's right, you know, but.
Okay. I actually, like I said, honestly, I'm kind of siding with Joe. I just got to move the episode along. I don't need these episodes to go 47 minutes on a two-question podcast. And it was close enough that I was persuaded the other way. I wasn't 100% into it. But if this were an even split, I would have been Team Joe. But considering that I have two men that I do trust on one side of the argument and one man that I trust on the other side, all right. 2-1.
My final statement is, as the host. Mike, come down to Florida, tailgate agree. With me at 4 in the morning. We'll throw on some Moody Blues and drink some vodka, and you'll see how pathetic it really is.
I'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
when you got two guys in the tailgate, you're not alone, buddy.
That's
I'll do
not
it.
Tailgating.
Joe, but you're sitting on a tailgate of a truck. You're on a tailgate of a truck.
You gotta be at a sporting event or something.
Oh, no, he just drinks out of the back of his truck, like listening to Moody Blues, like he says. That's Big what John. Is. Big this John's with him, and he's just having a good old time, like, you know.
Yeah, that's the excuse that people say to their wives when they're trying not to sound like alcoholics. Like, honey, you're not going to go out and sit in the driveway again and drink all day, are you? No, I'm going tailgating.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly what he tells Abby.
So this was just a misunderstanding of what tailgating is. Okay. But either way.
That's right. It's not a misunderstanding. Again, white brackets, choose your own adventure, buddy. So this is page 427 of that. Actually, this is page 2937 of that adventure because this can go anywhere. And on that page, Joe is sitting in his driveway at 4 in the morning and drinking by himself. So with that said, we are going to allow strip clubs to go on to the next round against the winner of this whack bracket here. Which one of these two places are you more likely to have sex in the parking lot of? Would it be a dive bar or would it be a dance club, Daniel?
I feel like I've been to a lot of dive bars. I actually really like dive bars just because at a dive bar, you never have to really worry about trying to hook up. Usually you're just going to drink, maybe watch a game. It's normally quiet because no one's really talking unless you're talking about the game or things like that. There's no loud, loud music usually. Might
going
be
to the wrong dive bars.
You're
buddy.
Going to the wrong dive bar, buddy.
And
he lives in California, man. They live a totally different life.
I guess I'm
out
thinking
there.
Maybe not a dive bar. I'd probably go to more like neighborhood bars. So they tend to be a little more chill because they're only attracting people from the hood. They're not attracting like all these other fuckers that are coming through and, you know, trying to get their drink on. But I just feel like dive bars, yeah, you know, people get down. Maybe you'll talk to somebody, but in my experience, dance clubs, the ratios are in your favor. You're going to have way more women, in my opinion, at a dance bar. Like the only difficult part is getting like through the friend that is blocking all the guys into the female group. But if you can, and you got a couple of cats with you that are smooth enough, you know, what if y'all might end up in the parking lot, you know? I can see it happening in both. Maybe dive bar, you get lucky. You find someone a lady that comes into the dive bar and she's just ready, and you'll probably end up getting something. But afterward, you're gonna feel a slight burn afterward, but a little afterburn. I'm gonna actually sit back because I'm not sure. This is one of the ones I'm gonna sit back. I want to hear everyone else's.
Oh, so you're going to be that guy, Chris. We'll let you go then. What you got?
That's a tough one. As he so graciously pointed out, it's very tough. It could go either way. We have plenty of experience in both types of bars, me and Joe.
I've never seen you in a dance club, bro.
Scarlet, bro? Come on now.
Well, Scarlet's a dive bar that turns into a dance club, so that's a whole different
story. Right. I mean, come on now. You know. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a whole different element there.
I'm going to say strictly based upon, okay, I'm going like a 90s version. No, I'm going on a 90s version of a dance bar here. You're more likely, like, they're probably all hopped up on some, you know, alcohol and some drugs or whatever. I don't know. Not that I would do that. I'm not saying I would do that. I'm just saying that it's been known to happen at a dance bar. Alcohol, yes, obviously that is a known thing I would do, but I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, no, I feel like you're gonna get more lucky in a dance bar because you're already like halfway there in the dance bar, and then you go out in the parking lot and you're like, hey, what's up? You know, what's up? I was just watching Night at the Roxbury. What's up? What's up?
I really want to be with Chris trying to talk to Bill.
Yeah, it's a show on its own, man. That's a whole nother podcast.
Hey, what's up?
I mean, that's pretty much how it goes. I don't know. Joe knows it too well. I'm going to go for dance bar. That's the one that you're going to get lucky most in the parking lot with.
All right. What do you got, Joe?
Okay, so this question was a lot easier than the last one for me. I'm going dive bar easy, and there's two reasons. For one, when you and a group of friends are going out, it doesn't matter if you're guys or girls, if you're going out to go dancing, that means you're trying to hook up, right? You're trying to meet someone, you're trying to dance with them. You know, the whole act of dancing is very sexual in nature. So that being said, if you have any plans on being successful and you do get a woman or a man, whatever you're into, back to your place, you're probably expecting them to come back to your place. You cleaned it up, you did the dishes, you might have some Barry Manilow going on the record player. You're expecting them to come home, right? You're not, you know, now dive bars, I don't know what kind of dive bars you've been going to, bro, but for me, it's like you walk in sober and you sit down and there's like five shots in front of you, especially if it's a neighborhood dive bar. It's all the regulars that you go to all the time. They keep buying you shots, drinking beers. Before you know it, 2.5 hours gone by and you drink a bottle of Wild Turkey. That's when you do crazy shit in the parking lot, dude. That's when you run into the bartender when you go outside to take a piss and you're like, oh shit, there's my truck. You want to listen to the Moody Blues right now? We can make it happen. Like it just happens. Second reason I go with dive bar is because dance clubs, at least the ones I've been to, there's always like a very high level of security. I don't know why, but there's security guards everywhere, man. We check you on the way in. You got to get the stamps. You got to show your stamps when you go to the bar. You get ID'd every time you get a drink, get wristbands, you know, and then they're outside and usually they're bigger parking lots, well lit for good reasons. Dive bars are dive bars because they don't have well lit parking lots and everything like that. So for all those reasons, I have to go with dive bar.
Hey, can I throw in a shout out to Brooke real quick? And you know what I'm talking about, Joe. I know she listens to our podcast. That Brooke! Was my number one bartender at our favorite dive bar in Hawaii.
The only problem is that bar didn't have a parking lot, but
right. Well, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
I was kind of leaning dance, but I think I got to go dive bar just because you got me with the security in the well-lit parking lot. Because at first I was like, well, you're going to have more cars. Like I've been at a SeaWorld. What? I'll get it.
I've been at a SeaWorld. All right. Cool, bro.
Not SeaWorld. Great story. A SeaWorld. Because apparently SeaWorld is like either a dance club or a dive bar that's like a national chain.
I'm just saying it's a huge parking lot and it's well lit. And I've gotten lucky at a SeaWorld parking lot. So I'm just saying it could happen at a dance club then. If it could happen.
Hey, bro, everybody loves Free Willy.
Yeah, you're going to Free Willy in the parking lot.
Free your Willy? Oh, shit.
There's something about marine life that just got me going. I was like, we got to go.
Yeah, when you're going down under.
But I do agree with the dive bar. I think it's easier. And because it's easier and because you are drinking harder, because you're probably getting, like, I know at the dive bar I used to go to, I would always get free drinks because they, like you said, I was a regular. So they're like, hey, Daniel, try this. We just thought of this drink and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I think I would have to go with dive bar.
All right.
Well, very compelling.
Yeah.
I changed my vote, dive bar.
Oh, damn it. Then my vote is rendered completely worthless.
Yeah, who cares what Mike says?
All right, next. On to the next question. I'm at least going to say what I'm going to say. It's my fucking show, David. You guys, just because we got three guys on the show, you guys don't outnumber me. Fuck all three of you all. I'm going to shut you all off now. So, no, I'll tell you what I'm going to say. But it is very similar in this regard, is I literally say here in my notes, dance club dash. A whole lot of sexing going on. Part of the reason why these places are loaded with 5-0 in the parking lot. Because they know exactly what the fuck's happening. People aren't, it's not so much being drunk. Because if it was everything about being drunk, they would just like load up at dive bars. And they don't load up in the dive bar parking lot because there's usually only like 7 spaces in the dive bar parking lot. They try to load up around the corner. Yeah. But all the locals know better. They know how to get home. So it doesn't matter anyway. They're smarter than the Poe. But with a dive bar, you do have a regular flow of sex going on, even in the events that you guys were talking about, of where you take people to the dive bar and score with those people, or you might get lucky enough to meet another group of people that are kind of in your same ebb and flow. But regardless of that, there are a couple of people that hook up in the parking lot of the dive bar almost nightly. And those people include that meth-addled bartender lady that doesn't want to get home to her boyfriend that's not good to her and her child yet, because she figures 4 in the morning just isn't quite early enough to go home. And she's just looking to fuck somebody. So yeah, she'll go in the fucking parking lot. She's gonna give,
who are these characters you come
she's
up?
She's gonna give somebody a blowy. And then there's gonna be, of course, then there's that other late 40-year-old lady that still kind of has a body of the mid 30-year-old lady. She's still,
oh yeah, those are,
oh yeah, she's hot enough, but it depends on who flows through the bar through the night. Is she going to be lucky enough to score with the younger guy that comes in with the college guys that are taking this as a joke? And then she scores some young 21-year-old dick? Or is she going to have to fuck Mel, the pool player in the back, because he's the only guy left? She's fucking. She's going to fuck. But at some point in the night, fucking is happening in that parking lot. So I'm going to 100% agree and go dive bar.
It's a sweep.
I feel attacked, Mike, by your 21-year-old dick walking into the bar comment. I'm just saying.
You don't look nearly 21, son.
I'm not, but back in the day, I'm just saying. Back in the day.
Here comes 21-year-old Chris. Yo, what's up?
Hey, what's up? I'm Chris.
I'm Chris.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
What's up?
Oh man, you got all the pickup lines. I bet you were hell on wheels back in your day.
Oh man, you better believe it.
So
I fucking hate you, Joe, for knowing me for so goddamn long.
Yeah, that's why I don't have any of my close friends on my show.
Oh goddamn.
It would just fuck,
Joe's known me for what? 10, 15, no, probably 15 years at this point, at least.
At least, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I do plan on having, like, when I'm moving back, they're all over there. So I do definitely plan on bringing them on. I just got to get them to buy some decent shit so that way they can actually be on the show.
You're like,
just like, can I use this?
And I'm like, no, you can't use that. That's not going to work. Like, you're going to sound like shit.
You know, I was looking on Amazon and I saw a microphone for $1.50 and it said it was built in Italy. But it said it was built in Italy, Korea. Is that even a place? No, that's not a place. And anything that costs $1.50, the shipping for free on Amazon is not worth a shit. It's going to sound like bullshit. So with that said, we are on to our final question of this half fucking in the bag whack bracket, which is going to be fun because we've got another one to record after this. The final question being, I will tell you the contestants in the final question first. It is going to be the strip club versus the dive bar.
My two favorite places.
Two great places to end up.
Question being.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Better likelihood of ending the night with a black eye.
Oh.
So, Chris, you look like you have a good idea and you haven't gone first yet, so you go first this round.
That's too easy, bro. It's the dive bar. It's happened to me several times.
You're like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, exactly. What's up? What's up? Pop. Yeah, that's exactly what happens. No, that's too easy, man. It's right. A dive bar all day, dude. Strip clubs, man, they want to get your money. So why would they want to give you a black eye? I mean,
maybe you're into that shit.
Well, yeah, I guess you pay a little extra for that. But let's say that I'm not into that shit. At a dive bar, though, let's say I've been responsibly overserved and just been arguing with some random dude about how the Browns are better than the Cowboys. And this dude's a huge Cowboys fan. And we get into a scuffle, bro. And then next thing I know, I wake up in the morning, I have a black eye. It's been known to happen. So I got to go dive bar.
Joe, you look a little perplexed. What do you think?
I'm so perplexed, man. I'm sitting here thinking about what Chris is talking. And like, yeah, I've been in that situation, dive bar, who hasn't? But then I'm also thinking about the times that I may or may not been in a strip club. So here's the thing. You said the question is when you have a black eye when you leave, right? Like when you leave the bar. Yeah. So I have been in, I have gotten a black eye in a dive bar, but more often than not, I got to say, when you get into a fight in a dive bar and you get punched in the face, chances are you're going to go back inside and drink with the guy who just punched you. I mean, that's at least in my experience, you know. Now, in strip clubs, I got to say, I've never gotten a black eye in a strip club. But
just pink eye.
Yeah, just a lot of pink eye. But I'm saying I've gone outside of strip clubs, and that's when you get in fights with people. And sometimes they're your friends, and it doesn't. You're fighting over, you know, tabs or cash or girls, whatever it is, and then it's just a whole different dynamic, I guess.
I guess technically I lied. It does say end the night with a black eye.
End the night with a black eye. So yeah, that even
complicated. Yeah, so I apologize. That's on me. Bad hosting skills.
I have to go just off of personal experience. I gotta go strip club. It's just, Chris, I know what you're saying with dive bar, but it's just like, I feel like it's when you're drinking hard at a dive bar, like it's such a friendly feeling. Like, even if you do get into a fight, like, it's not going to go far. You're going to go back inside. You're going to drink some more. Things get heated up at the strip clubs, especially in Guam, man. Especially in Guam. There's no cops, you know? So you can just go outside and fight in the parking lot. It's just – so I got to go strip clubs.
All right. We got to split, Daniel. Who do you got?
So I think if you get a black eye in a strip bar, more than likely it's because – you're being a weird asshole usually, or someone is being a really creepy weird asshole. But for the most part, at least in my, I can honestly probably count on maybe two hands how many times I've ever been to a strip bar, but every time has always been pretty.
I can count on positive. 10 knuckles how many times I've been in a strip bar.
I can count on two hands and like 8 feet. But no, I used to sing in a hardcore punk band, and so we would always be at, I guess, like rock dive bars. And sometimes things get a little heavy. Sometimes people get a little too into stuff, or sometimes people are talking shit about the band, or y'all are from different bands, which has happened in actual, like in my experience, where there's like stupid rivalries and shit like that, or some band talks shit about you and then you face them off in the parking lot and excitement ensues. So I feel like dive bars lend themselves because Joe said the point was that there's not as much security at a dive bar. You can honestly get away with bopping a few dudes and getting the hell out of there and you'll be all right. At a strip club, if you're getting hit in the face, it's probably from a guard, and that sucks because they like really whoop
your ass.
You're
not going to the right strip clubs, bro.
Yeah, or if you're really lucky, you're just getting hit in the face with a giant titty. And that's just a good night. That's just a good night.
Oh, yeah, that's a good black
eye. Come on now.
You could get black eyes with them, too. You're going to get titty black eyes, too.
That's like a...
It also comes with a pink eye. Yeah,
didn't say negative black eye. I said black eye.
I swear to God, I still believe I got a cold from a strip bar. I got a cold. I know I got it from there, man. But, I'm going to have to go dive bar.
These were my top two choices, actually, so I'm kind of glad they both made it to this round, and for different reasons. Strip bar, here's the thing with the strip bar. The correlation on getting a black eye solely depends on the size of the bouncer, okay? Because if you see a swole-up bouncer in there, you're not fucking with that motherfucker. Nobody is. You know he's an ass-kicking machine. Even if he's not, he's scary-looking, and he scares enough people away from acting like dicks. But sometimes at a strip bar, you'll walk in and you see a guy and he's a little guy or he's a skinny guy. And you're like, yeah. And you're like, I can take that guy. I mean, especially the drunker you get, even if he's not that skinny, if he's not swole, kind of those mid-level range guys start looking smaller and more ass-kickable as the night goes on. You're like, yeah. I can take that motherfucker. And then so you're starting to stick fingers where they shouldn't go. Oh, and you're you know.
Whoa.
Yeah, next thing you know, he's getting all shitty with you. And, of course, he's going to whoop your ass. So, yeah, you're going to end up in the hospital.
Like, he's one of those that looks for the treasure at them strip bars.
You know, that's why I don't take dollars. I take Mike quarters. That's what the Mike slots
make
are
it hell.
Woo! So, but the dive bar, the thing that the dive bar is best for, okay, is if you don't get a black eye in a dive bar, you're either a pussy or you're a great fighter, because ultimately dive bars were designed for $6 beers, bad decisions.
$6 beers at a dive bar, bro?
You, come on. You're definitely going to the wrong dive bar.
$6 pitchers. $6 pitchers. $6 pitchers. Here's the thing. You see how much I'm drinking. When I say a beer, I'm talking an entire pitcher. Beers come in pitchers in bars, okay? If you are in a bar and it doesn't come in pitchers, you're in the wrong bar.
All right. I'll give that to you.
$6 pitchers of beer.
Thank you. All right.
That's where I'm going. So $6 pitchers of beers. So my apologies. I did misspeak, but it is late in the night. I'm not very well spoken, poorly verbose, and a little bit in the bag. So I as well am going with dive bars. So I think we are finished with this episode.
I like how you
did that.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
We are going to go and select dive bars as we're going to go with dive bars as our winner of this whack bracket for places you can and should and probably have gotten shit-faced. If you're a decent human being, if you haven't gotten shit-faced at one of these places, you are probably never shit-faced or you're just a horrible human. So with that said, let us ask you guys, our glorious guests, the Mustachioed Podcastio, I'll let you lead off, and of course, Hot Takes and Cold Beers. Where can people find you guys on the
internet? Yes, you can find us at Instagram at Mustachioed Podcastio. That is MOUSTACHIO. I spell it like that because I want people to not be able to find my show. I also have a Twitter at mpodcastio, and you can also email the podcast at mustachiopodcastio@gmail.com, and you can send me through any of those channels. If y'all have any suggestions with dope mustache movies, please send them over. I will add them to a list, and I can tell you for sure I will cover them and give you props for it.
Well, for Hot Takes and Cold Beers, I'm going to say, what's up? I'm Chris. No, I'm just kidding. I'm Joe. But you can find that we have Instagram, Hot Takes, _coldbeers, excuse me. That's our Instagram. And either Chris or I will answer that because, as Mike likes to say, we co-parent that Instagram. We have a Facebook. I haven't logged on to it in like 3 months, so we might have a Facebook. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
same here.
But yeah, you can find us on any of your favorite podcast platforms, and best way to reach us would be to message us on Instagram.
Similarly to me, I am at Whack Brackets on all your social media platforms. Similarly to everyone here, I don't fuck around on Facebooks, but I will get to it eventually. I do get on the Instagrams and the tweeters quite regularly. So if you want to reach out, hook up me on the Twitters and the Instagrams, and I will respond to you. As well as if you want to send me an email to anything at Whack Brackets, you can send it to Responsibly Overserved, which I think is a great term that Chris threw out earlier tonight. Responsibly Overserved at WhackBrackets.com. You can send it to PinkEye at WhackBrackets.com. I will get both of those. You can send it to Black Eyed Titties at Whack Brackets. Don't send it there. WhackBrackets.com. I will get it from there. So with all that said, I still have another episode to record. Way too many beers in, but
I hope,
it's only...
By the way, I hope that's a Black Eyed Peas cover band.
It's definitely a Black Eyed Peas cover band. I think that's exactly what I was thinking about, was the Black Eyed Peas, when that's how I ended up on that fucking Whack Blackets whole thing. So with all that said, thank you guys for being my guests on this episode of Whack Brackets, and I will have you on shortly again for the next episode, and I will let you guys say goodbye on the way out. See everybody soon.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers, boys.
What's up? I'm Chris.
I gotta go make a drink.